first calls were received just before 12:30, we turned up within 4 minutes to a very well developed fire. Since that point, we've been, first of all, ensuring that we can protect life, which at this point in time we're confident that we have. But however, until we do a fingertips search of the building, we wouldn't be able to confirm that. What we've also been doing is we recognise this is an iconic building, and we've brought resources from across Scotland to ensure that we can do everything possible to extinguish the fire. So say we've brought resources from across Scotland to ensure that we can extinguish this fire. We've brought all the firefighting media that is available to us to bear to extinguish this fire.
You kind of haven't answered the question though. Was there a sprinkler system in place?
As I say, at this point, what we have done is we have brought all the firefighting resources that we have available to extinguish this fire. We recognise the significance of this building. It's an iconic building. And we are doing everything we can, using all the resources that are available to us at this moment, to extinguish the fire.
Was there anything hurt or any casualties
taken? We were initially told that there was people in the building, and that was, of course, our first priority when we turned up. At this point, we've been working in conjunction with the university. We took a roll call, and we are as confident as we can be that there has nobody been hurt or injured within this fire. But until we do a fingertip search of the building, we wouldn't be able to give you an absolute guarantee on that.
Any idea of the cause of the fire at this stage?
At this point, we can't establish what the cause is, but we do have specialist fire investigation teams, and we're working in conjunction with colleagues from Police Scotland to establish what the cause of the fire is.
Can you describe what the interior of the building actually looks like now?
We've had a fairly significant fire within the building, but at this point, what we are still doing is extinguishing that fire. We have had firefighters wearing breathing apparatus who've been inside the building working under very arduous conditions to extinguish this fire, and we are back in the building at this point in time, and at a later point we'll do an assessment and be able to describe the conditions more fully.
Very extensive damage, would you say?
It's been a significant fire within the building.
Could you give us an idea of the spread of that fire? We've heard reports that it may have started in the basement and then spread up.
We were called out just before 12:30, and initially we were called to a fire in the basement, and there has been significant spread within the building. But what we have done is we brought all our resources to bear to extinguish that fire. The extent of the damage at this point, I couldn't describe to you.
How many units were deployed to the scene?
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
How many units have been deployed to the scene?
We've had 17 units. Initially, the resources came from Cowcaddens here within Glasgow, and also York Hill and Maryhill. Predominantly, resources have come from the greater Glasgow area, but we brought resources from across Scotland to this incident.
How does this compare to other fires that you've had to tackle in the Glasgow area and across Scotland?
Well, the Scottish Fire and Rescue Service, of course, is here to protect the whole of Scotland, and we do this day in and day out. We regularly attend significant fires, but it's not lost on us the iconic status of this building here today.
Obviously the interior of the building is just as iconic as the exterior. Can you tell us perhaps that some of the main areas that have been affected by the fire today?
At this point I can't describe to you the extent of damage within the building, but I can say we've had a significant fire.
Obviously the size of the fire and the fact that you're still here in large numbers, do you think it's lucky that nobody was hurt in this fire?
Anytime there's a significant fire, our priority is always to protect life. And at this point, we feel that we have done that. There isn't any reports of anybody being injured. So given the extent of the fire, I'm very pleased with that.
Is there anything you're able to do to protect the fabric of the building? Obviously, the priority is to get the fire out, but are you able, while you're doing that, to try and protect it? Because, as you said, it is this iconic building.
Part of our overall firefighting operations is to try and salvage what we can. And we worked very closely with colleagues from the university who identified objects of significance that they would like us, if we could, to save. So we've worked closely with the university in relation to that.
Can you say how that was done?
By colleagues from the university liaising with senior fire officers, and together what we did is we produced what we would call a salvage plan.
So did you take photos and video to show them what you were seeing, or how did they know what to preserve?
University know exactly what's in their building, and they described the location of and what these objects would look like, and then we briefed our firefighters, and firefighters, where they could, under the direction of one of our senior officers, did the salvage that it was safe to do so.
Can you say what particular things those were? Which spaces?
I can't at this point, no.
The fire was going for over 4 hours. Does the geography of Glasgow, the streets here, was quite steep? Does that cause any complications in trying to get access to it?
Fire crews here within Glasgow know the area extremely well. They regularly visit buildings such as this, and it didn't cause us any problems. We knew where the water supplies were, we knew the layout of the building, we've got experienced local crews, we've got experienced senior officers, so it didn't present any particular problems.
Obviously it's a school of art, it's got a lot of a variety of materials, some of them very volatile. Is that something that's created a particular challenge for you? Some of the art materials that might be particularly flammable?
Not at this moment in time. We anticipate in a building like this what the potential hazards would be, and we obviously plan our firefighting operations first of all to ensure the safety of members of the public, but of course to ensure the safety of our firefighters.
A lot of students feel very, very worried. You know, this was their final year show, they've been working on it forever. There has been a real concern here this afternoon. To be truthful about it, is it fair to say that many work that was in that building has now been destroyed?
It's too early for us to actually establish that. As I said earlier, we've worked as closely as we can with the university to produce a coherent salvage plan. We've obviously targeted saving the iconic items, but you know we're not unaware of the importance of students and the work that goes on within that building. But the extent to which these have or haven't been damaged, I can't comment on that at this moment in time because I don't know.
What is your operation from here on in?
We will continue to have a presence here till we extinguish the fire. There are still pockets of fire, but we're confident at this point that we've extinguished the main fire. So we will keep a high Scottish Fire and Rescue Service presence here for a number of hours, and we will systematically work our way through the building, extinguishing all fire and ensuring the stability of the building.
What is your feeling about the fabric of the building?
We've got colleagues from Glasgow City Council here, structural engineers, and what we are doing is working with them to try and protect the fabric, as much of the fabric of the building as we possibly can.
How long will it be before you can get across and establish positive fire?
It's too early to say. We are working, of course, very closely with colleagues from Police Scotland, with their own specialist fire investigation teams. They're on site as we speak, but how long it will take them to do the investigation, I couldn't speculate on, but they will do a very thorough investigation to make sure that we do establish what the cause is.
Sorry,
Mr.
Alistair Hay.
It's Alistair Hay. Can you say which Alistair it is, please? It's A-L-A-S-D-A-I-R.
Is there a name, Alistair?
Hey.
P-T-Y.
Was there ever a danger of the fire spreading to other buildings? Was that a worry at first?
That's always a concern when we turn up at incidents that it may spread to other buildings. And the priority, of course, was to protect life and then to extinguish the fire, and that protects the building. And part of that is making sure that we put adequate firefighting means in to prevent spread to other buildings. So that's been a priority from the outset.
How swiftly were you? Very quickly.
We got the first call just before 12:30, and the crews were here within 4 minutes.
Did that make a difference? That made a difference to how you've been able to contain it?
Obviously, the quicker the fire crews can arrive at an incident, the quicker that we can bring our professional firefighting skills to bear, and that's what we did here today.